Welcome to a Wholeness Podcast, a healthy home for hair professionals and our clients, where health and happiness is the top priority for those within the hair industry. Serving those who serve and giving the hair industry one great big hug. Hello, I'm your host, Fliss Downs, a barber, yogi, and meditation teacher. Come on in. Before I crack on with today's episode, if you haven't done so already, please hit the follow button on Spotify or on iTunes and leave me a star rating and review. By doing this, you will be helping me reach a wider audience and get the message out there sooner rather than later. I'd also like to mention that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Earth and Soul Pizza. If you are local to or travelling through Bairnsdale, use my promo code LOVEFLISS. That's LOVEFLISS. And get yourself a free large pizza when you buy one. With locally sourced produce and food exceptionally made by the team at Earth and Soul Pizza, be sure to get your wholesome, blissful pizza. You are a barber or hairdresser or beautician or somebody that is in the public eye who serves people all day long. You may be an extrovert, you may be an introvert. Either way, the likelihood of you experiencing social exhaustion at some point in your life is very highly likely. If you're anything like myself, you do experience social exhaustion. This is something that I've been experiencing for several years now, and I guess I've just been plodding along and accepting it is for what it is right now. Those of you who do not know, I am a barber and formerly a hairdresser. I've recently done a small calculation to figure out roughly how many people I see being a barber, taken into equation of one haircut every 30 minutes and an average working hour day at 8.5 hours, 17 people a day, times 5 days a week, again, an average amount of days, equals 85 people a week, times that by four, so estimating a month, that's 340 people a month that we see as a barber. Whew, and boy, oh boy. When I transitioned from being a hairdresser to a barber, I didn't realize the impact it would have on me on a social level. I've always seen myself as an extrovert. I've always seen myself as somebody who finds enjoyment and energy and high vibes when I'm around people and interacting with people. When I was a hairdresser, I probably saw anywhere between 5 to 8 people a day, depending on what services I was providing, whether that be highlights, a regrowth tint, cuts, balayage. Whereas being a barber, because your turnover is a lot quicker, a client every 30 minutes, the amount of people that you see any given working day is far greater than a hairdresser. Now, I did not take this into consideration when I decided to transition from hairdressing to barbering, nor did I take into consideration how socially exhausted I would get from being a barber. And I'm only going to be sharing this story from a personal perspective because that's all I can. But I also can tell you from me sharing how I feel with other barbers and friends that they too get it and they agree that being a barber can and does create social exhaustion. This is a real thing, I'm telling you. And the reason why I can tell you it's a real thing is because I'm experiencing it and I have been experiencing it for a few years now. What I have come to find personally is my job, my role being a full-time barber, zaps all of my energy and I have very little energy, very little time, very little capacity to actually spend time with the people that I want to spend time with. My job is detrimenting my deeper, true connections, my connection with my friends, with my family. I've got many friends and family all over the world, different countries, predominantly the UK. And at the end of my workday, the last thing I want to do is get on a Zoom call and video call one of my best friends or my mum, my dad. That really saddens me. It really saddens me to know the current situation I find myself in, that I'm experiencing this, that I don't want to speak to my friends, I don't want to speak to my family, that I don't pay any attention to what's going on in their life. I don't remember their birthdays anymore. I forget wedding dates. I just physically and mentally don't have the capacity to be present in my friends and my family's lives like I once did. And this chokes me because I've lost all sense of deep connection with my loved ones, with my friends, with my family. Yes, I've got friends here where I live. Yes, I've got friends that are in Melbourne, that are over in Sydney, up in Gold Coast. But the amount that being a barber drains from me is actually really damaging. And I'm sharing this and I'm being vulnerable because I know and I guarantee that there's other people out there that feel the same. And I feel even more so for those who actually have a family, that have children. I'm fortunate that I don't have children, and I say I'm fortunate that I don't have children because that's my choice, that's my decision. I couldn't even think of nothing worse than being in a barbershop all day long, seeing 17 people in a given average day, to then have to go home and find even more energy and even more capacity to serve beautiful children. Many would say you'd have to be an extrovert to be a hair professional. This is true to a degree, but what I wish to bring to the table is some introverts become extroverts around those that energize them. And I think this is where it's very important that as a business owner, as a team, you make sure that everybody that works within that salon, within that barbershop, energizes one another, because humans drain humans. And to a degree, I could say that my job drains me. And it's why I don't have the capacity to be there for all my friends and family like I want to be. On top of that, I'm also building an online business. I'm doing this podcast. And so I'm exerting so much energy. And predominantly, the big part of my week is in my full-time job being a barber. For any of you who are listening to this, I don't quite know how I am managing to continue this parade of momentum and keep on pushing forward day in, day out. I can tell you one thing that I know for sure has absolutely helped me, and that's been meditating since May last year. I believe if I hadn't have started meditating last year, I would have walked away from my job by now. It's through meditating that's enabled me to face my day, going into work, working with 17 plus people a day. It's choosing to clear my energies and wash off my hands at the end of the day to remove any unwanted energies. When it comes to social exhaustion, the common indicators are feeling irritable, feeling annoyed with talking, texting, being on social media, and socializing in general. Some people may appear physically fatigued, uncharacteristically irritable or withdrawn, an inability to focus, disorientation. Disorientation is one of my biggest symptoms that I get when I'm at work. I find it very hard to concentrate, listen to my client with music going on, with somebody else working next to me, other people in the shop talking, with then the phone going off. Yeah, disorientation for me is a day-to-day thing. And I'll even find myself completely going into this space of zoning out and not actually really knowing where I am. It sounds really bizarre, but that is a symptom that I get whilst at work. Some more indicators are intense headaches and migraines. Headaches I experience often. Low energy and fatigue, difficulty sleeping, depression and anxiety. And social exhaustion leads to burnout. They are two different things, and I thought I'd just run through five key things which determine the difference between being socially exhausted and being burnt out. So number one is a source of drain. Social exhaustion often stems from interpersonal interactions, while burnout is a result of prolonged stress and dissatisfaction with work responsibilities. Number two is energy depletion. Social exhaustion primarily depletes emotional and social energy, whereas burnout affects overall physical, emotional, and mental energy levels. Number three, duration and persistence. Social exhaustion may be temporary and linked to specific interactions, whereas burnout is characterized by prolonged feelings of exhaustion, cynicism, and reduced professional efficacy. Number four is recovery patterns. Social exhaustion can often be alleviated through brief breaks of solitude, whereas burnout requires more comprehensive measures such as changes in work environment or job roles. Number five, symptoms and manifestations. Social exhaustion may manifest as irritability or a need for personal space, while burnout may lead to a range of symptoms including physical ailments, detachment, and a dismissed sense of accomplishment in work. When I looked at these five things, I can really understand how I've managed to actually go so long experiencing social exhaustion. Because at the end of my work days, I generally go home and I don't talk to anybody and I sit with myself in silence. I don't listen to any music. I don't listen to podcasts. I try and stay off my phone as best as I can, even though I do sometimes find myself on my phone. During my lunch breaks, I always cycle home and I lay in the sun for 20 minutes. At weekends, I barely socialize. When I look at my phone and see all the text messages, I actually freeze to the point where I don't message my friends and family back for days on end because I just can't bring myself round to messaging people. I've been so drained from work and speaking to clients all day that come the end of my day, when I look at my phone, it's just too much for me. It really is. And the other triggers of social exhaustion is feeling obligated to speak to a lot of people. Social exhaustion can feel like hitting a brick wall. And so being a barber, being a hairdresser, being somebody that's in a serving industry, there's a high risk of feeling obligated to speak to a lot of people. When we're behind our chair, we are in our role to act, to serve, to provide. And this is why I do a wholeness podcast. This is why I am the yoga barber. This is why I want to bring health, happiness, well-being into the hair industry, looking after hair professionals and to a degree scrapping the clients. I'm sort of dismissing the clients because that sounds a bit crazy, doesn't it? But our clients take all of our energy, which we very much understand and know that they will do, and they do, and that's the whole part of our job. I get that. But I just want to dismiss clients for a moment, because if we, as a hair professional, are socially exhausted, we cannot provide our best self and we cannot provide the best service possible to our clients if we are socially exhausted. So are businesses really taking into consideration enough breaks for their staff? Probably not. Are individuals being self-aware to know that they need some time out from everybody and to just sit still with oneself? Probably not. That sounds a bit sarcastic. I know. I've just thought that does sound a bit sarcastic. But what I'm wanting to get at is our job role is demanding. I will say this again and again and again. I will never stop saying our job role is demanding, because it is. It's the truth. It's a fact. And it's not spoken about enough. And I'm not here to cover up and fluff things up in the hair industry. I'm here to get fucking real. I'm here to be like, this is the situation that we're in as an industry. Who's taking it seriously? Who actually cares? Because I don't think there's many businesses out there that really truly care about their staff. And I mean, maybe I'm just saying this because I've worked for many businesses who didn't care about their staff. So I've only got my experience to come from, right? Where are the salons and the barbershops which have fatigue mats around their chairs and stations? I don't see many of them. So not only are we getting socially exhausted, we're also getting physically exhausted because we're standing on a hard floor all day and not having the correct footwear. We're not having the correct grounding beneath us. There's so many factors that I can go into here. And I'm just wanting this to be a short episode. And maybe I've expressed a little bit of frustration on this episode. I didn't plan what I was going to say in this episode. Sometimes when I do a solo cast, I actually type out the whole entire episode so I know exactly what I'm saying and I can make sure I say things exactly how I wish to say them. But on today's episode, I just thought, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it, bucket. Like, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to speak whatever comes to my mind at the given time. And I feel that's all what needs to be done today. I wouldn't say that this is one of my most professional episodes, but I trust that there's someone out there listening to this, or somebody that will find this episode and smile to themselves and know that they've been seen, they've been heard, and they've been felt. Because at the end of the day, we are all human. We are all one, and we all want to feel wholeness. And when we're socially exhausted, we're not going to find that sense of wholeness. So with that being said, I'm going to love you and leave you. Let you know that I'm going to be in New Zealand for the next 2 weeks. I'm yet to determine whether or not I'm going to bring out an episode on Wednesday the 20th and Wednesday the 27th of March. Because talking about social exhaustion, I do feel like I need to take a break. When I'm over in New Zealand, I'm going to be really working on my online business as a meditation teacher. And I can't wait to bring that to you, share more with you. I aim at creating a waiting list for this. I've got lots to be doing. So as always, stay tuned and stay real. Join me every Wednesday for a Wholeness podcast. I'll catch you real soon. Peace, love, and light.